The psalm for today, Psalm 53. This psalmist, really. Only the withering soul would say to himself, "There is no God for me." Anyone who thinks like that is corrupt and callous, depraved and detestable. They are devoid of what is good. The Lord looks down in love, bending over heaven's balcony. God looks over all of Adam's sons and daughters, looking to see if there are any who are wise with insight, any who search for him, wanting to please him. But no, all have wandered astray, walking stubbornly toward evil. No one is good. He can't even find one. Look how they live in luxury while exploiting my people. Won't these workers of wickedness ever learn? They never even think of praying to God. Soon, unheard of terror will seize them while they're in their sins. God himself will one day scatter the bones of those who rose up against you. Doomed and rejected, they will be put to shame, for God has despised them. Oh, I wish our time of rescue were already here. Oh, that God would come forth now, arising from the midst of his Zion people, to save and restore his very own. When God fully restores his people, Jacob will rejoice, and Israel will be filled with gladness. Does that describe any of your neighbors? Does that describe the people that you see on the street? Does that describe the people in the news as you watch TV? Does that describe any of Hollywood? Does that describe? Yeah. So what are we supposed to do about it? Reach out. Save them. Pull them into the kingdom of God. Pray the Holy Spirit is working on their hearts. And then open your mouth and speak the word, because we're in spiritual warfare right now. The kingdom of God is engaged, so you get engaged in spiritual warfare and pray the Holy Spirit upon these people that are right next door to you, right walking toward you on the street. Pray for them that the Holy Spirit come and enlighten them. And then when he does, there needs to be a messenger. Be that messenger. Be bold. Open your mouth and speak the good news, because it is such good news. So many people don't come to Jesus because they think they're not good enough. They're not holy enough. Guess what? He didn't die for a perfect people. He makes us perfect. We get his righteousness. It's a byproduct of our accepting him. Amen. So tell him you don't have to be good enough. Jesus didn't die for all the goody two-shoes in the world. He died for sinners. Amen. You and I were one. Let's put out our hands and take the hand of somebody else to bring them into the kingdom of God. So, Sherry, what verse are you going to choose for us to talk about? So I went to verse 2. Let's stand up and let's say it from the Message translation. And then I've added a little bit at the end. Okay? The Lord looks down in love, bending over heaven's balcony. God looks over all of Adam's sons and daughters, looking to see if there are any who are wise with insight, any who search for him, wanting to please him. And we at Grace Christian Center say, yes, Lord, we are looking for you, and we really want to please you. Maranatha, Jesus.